Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Here we are, Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Sister Mona, are you with us? I think you need to unmute your phone.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, church family. I want to first thank God, and I want to say thank you for joining on the phone this morning on this wonderful hot day. I want to thank God for waking me and you up this morning and give him praise because he kept me and you. Today, I'm your presider, Sister Mona. It is you Sunday. Woo-woo! Come on, y'all. Give a hand clap for the our youth.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to be, I'm your presider, and I'm going to be doing a call of worship. Make a joyful noise, Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all on earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence and singing, knowing that the Lord, he is God. It is who he has made us, and we are his people and his sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates in thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Amen. That was our call to worship. I want to give thanks to Pastor Kimley Black. I want to give thanks to Pastor Sherelle Pennington, Elder Kathy Miniweather, Elder Dante, and the deacon and the deaconesses and the mothers board. Amen. Today is Youth Sunday, and we're going to be having, following is going to be an open prayer by our brother Jeremiah, and then our devotional reading by our brother Cameron Smith, Isaiah 38:16-20. And then after Brother Cameron, it will be go on to our mission statement as read by our own sister, Maisie. Amen.
Good morning, church. Heavenly Father, today we thank you for your blessings and for allowing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see the beauty of your world, Lord. We thank you for giving us life and giving us joy today. We thank you for everything you've done. We ask that you bless us and bless our family and bless the members of the church who are on the phone. And Lord God, we just ask you to help all of us as we go through our day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, next will be Brother Cameron. I hope he's on the phone. He will be reading Isaiah 38:16-20.
Brother Cameron, if you're on the call, can you press 1 so we can bring you on live? All right, here he is. Thank you.
What shall I say? He has spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I shall walk carefully all my years in betterness of my soul. Oh, Lord, by these things men live in all things, these things in life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make my life. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness, but your has loving delivered my soul from the pit of corruption. For your has cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you, those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth, the living man, he. Done.
I'm done.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now next would be our mission statement by Sister Maisie. But first of all, I just want to say I have in my spirit today the song, Catherine. I don't know if you have it on your playlist, but it's I Don't Know What You Come to Do. And that's just been in my spirit since I woke up this morning. I woke up clapping, praising his name, shouting for joy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We believe that we will transform this community by developing fishermen of men and women. It's our God to catch and cultivate the law that they may have a personal relationship. With Jesus. By
which will cause them to celebrate him.
Which will cause them to celebrate him.
Commune. With the saints.
With the saints. And
fulfill. When work okay. with us to fulfill the Great Commission. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Maisie. Next in order will be our exhortation and praise and worship by our own Sister Kamisha.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Begin to worship him in his holiness. We come, oh God, to worship you today, oh God, in your beauty, oh God. We come to worship you, oh God, for you are a great God. You are an awesome God. You are our healer, oh God. We thank you now, God, for being our healer, oh God, for being our deliverer, oh God, for making a way out of no way, oh God. How we love you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We come with no other purpose than to worship and praise your holy, magnificent name, oh God. So now, God, we ask you to clear our minds, oh God, purify our hearts, oh God, clean us up, oh God, forgive us of our sins, oh God, so that we can come worship you within spirit and in truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we will bless you, oh God, we will magnify you, oh God, we will lift you up, oh God, for you are a great God, you are worthy to be praised, oh God, we exalt you, oh God, we make you high in this place, oh God, we glorify you, oh God, for there's no other God like you, for you are the King of kings and the Lord of Lords. You are everything, oh God. You are our way in the middle of no way, oh God. You are our advisor, oh God. You are the lover of our souls, oh God. You are our keepers, oh God. So we bless you now, oh God. We magnify you now, oh God. We lift you up now, oh God. How we love you and adore you, oh God. How we love you and adore you, oh God. How we love you and adore you, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In the midst of the heat, oh God, we lift up our hands, oh God, and we give you the highest praise and shout hallelujah, oh God. In the midst of the heat, oh God, we clap our hands, oh God, in expectation of what you have for us. In the midst of the heat, oh God, we stuff our feet, oh God, because we know that you are the victor, oh God, and we will have victory, oh God, in you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for this time of worship, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for this time of praise, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, oh God, for they are felt in the midst, oh God. They are felt, and where your presence is, there is liberty, oh God. Where your presence is, there is love, oh God. Where your presence is, there is joy, oh God. So thank you for your presence, oh God. Thank you for your peace, oh God. Thank you for your understanding, oh God. How we worship and adore you, oh God. How we magnify you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Clap your hands like this. Young people, I need y'all to come right down here in front of the stage.
are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Oh yeah.
You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Everything. the flood. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything about you. Yeah.
I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything about you, oh God, is great. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank God for his presence. We want to thank God for just giving us another opportunity to come together to worship him, to praise him, to magnify him, and to lift up his holy name. Want to thank our young people this morning for leading us in worship. Amen. Brother Jeremiah with our opening prayer, Brother Cameron with our devotional reading, and Sister Maisie with our mission statement. My heart has been made glad. Amen. We thank God for Sister Mona being the presider over our worship and Sister Kamisha giving us our exhortation of praise and worship. It is my pleasure, my privilege, and my honor to be able to worship with you on today. As Sister Mona said, it's a hot one. Amen. But we are truly blessed. We are still in the land of the dying, preparing for the land of the living. And I want to tell you now, if living here has been hell, you definitely don't want to die and go to hell. So get right, church, and let's get ready to go home. Amen. Get right, church. I hope and pray that you are taking care of yourselves. You're staying cool. Then you are getting plenty of water. Gatorade helps if you need to keep yourself hydrated. Fruit, vegetables, let's take care of ourselves. If we're outside, don't forget the sunscreen, amen? And don't forget to drink plenty of water. We're just blessed on today to come together. Again, we want to say congratulations to all of those who attended school during the pandemic, amen, trying to be learned virtually and trying to have your parents homeschool you when that's not their career or their profession, but you made it, and we want to say congratulations to all of you, everyone that went to school this year and you did it from home online. We thank God for you, and we will continue to pray for you. We especially want to say congratulations to all of those who have been promoted or who graduated. I know Brother Cameron has been promoted to the sixth grade. Amen. Congratulations, Brother Cameron. Brother Jonas, amen, will be going into the ninth grade. Congratulations. Amen. We also thank God, Sister, I've got one more, Jonas. Sister Kamisha graduated, amen, from Mount Hood Community College with an associate's degree. Sister Sierra Devers graduated from Clark Atlanta with a master's degree, in science, I think, physical science. But we thank God for all of our graduates, all of those that were promoted and moving on to further their education. We are so excited for you, and we're so grateful that God equipped you to learn and to study, that you were able to excel to the next level. And so we will continue to pray for you, continue to ask that God will bless you and keep you and give you wisdom and knowledge and make you 10 times smarter than all of your other classmates. Praise the Lord. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together. Bless the Lord for our family and their accomplishments that they've made this school year. It wasn't easy, y'all, being virtual and being online, but they made it, and so we're grateful. Just want to remind you all that our next in-person worship experience will be on the second Sunday of July. Yes, we will be back in the house on July 11th at 11:30 a.m. on July 11th at 11:30 a.m. We will be back in person. So next Sunday is our official Sunday. It's Communion Sunday. If you don't have a prepared sacrament, you're welcome to shoot me a text message or an email, phone call, and let me know that you need to stop by and pick up communion for next Sunday. We'll be here on Blog Talk, communing together. So if you don't want to make it out, just grab you some crackers, some bread, some juice, some water, some wine, or something, and set it aside and be ready for next Sunday, our official Sunday. I want to remind you that we are getting ready for our first worship out of the box experience. That will be on Sunday, July 18th at 11:30 a.m. We will be in the yard having worship out of the box. It will be 70 minutes full of worship and giveaways to the community. We have health and wellness items and products that we will be giving away to our neighbors. This will be Sunday, July 18th from 11:30 to 12:45. We will be COVID tracking and face masks are required. We will be having live music, food, and giveaways. This will be July 18th from 11:30 to 12:45 at Worship Out of the Box. So we just want to encourage you to come out and be a part of this celebration. We are collaborating with Black Mental Health Oregon, and we are working to ensure that we take care of our community and take care of each other, our mental well-being, our physical well-being, and our spiritual well-being. And so that is Sunday, July 18th from 11:30 to 12:45. Amen. So we are really excited about doing ministry like Jesus. We cannot go back to the way that we did worshiped back in 2018, 2019, because 2020 changed so much for us. And so we dare not remain the same as we go back and return back to our church for worship. Amen? Amen. Don't forget to join us Wednesday night for Bible study. We are in 2 Peter chapter 1. That's Wednesday night, 6:45. I want to encourage you to join us because we are having a good time in the Lord studying his word. Amen. Well, it is word time, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to ask that you would now turn in your Sunday school book on page 502. If you don't have a Sunday school book, you can join us by reading Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 23. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we just come before you this morning thanking you, O God, for another opportunity to come together to hear a word from you. We know that our very next move depends upon your word. For you said in your word that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And the only way we know what the orders are is if we follow and read the instructions that have been left for us in the Bible. So, Father, as we come together today to read your word, may we learn something today we've never heard before. May we see something today we've never seen before. May we hear something today we've never heard before that will encourage us and strengthen us and to help us in our spiritual walk and to increase our faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we repent, Father God, and we ask that you would forgive us for failing to trust you when we got caught up in a crisis or a situation that came into our lives. Father, forgive us for failing to trust in you. Now, God, we ask as we look at Matthew chapter 14 that you would begin to develop habits of trust in us that will enable us to overcome our doubt about God's plan for our lives. Father God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for all of those that participated in our worship experience today. May you be lifted up. May you be continue to be exalted and glorified. Father, now I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Let us read our scripture text for today, Matthew chapter 14, starting at verse 22 to verse 33, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes," Jesus said. So Peter went over to the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why do you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshiped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word. Let me kind of catch us up here. The very first three words we see in verse 22 is immediately after this. So let me tell you what immediately after this means. As we look through the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, we find Jesus calls four fishermen to be his disciples. In chapter 8, Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. In chapter 9, Matthew, the writer of this gospel, makes a decision to follow Jesus. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus chooses 12 disciples. In Matthew chapter 5, we see Jesus preaching the Sermon on the Mount. In chapter 8, we see Jesus quieting the storm. In chapter 9, we see Jesus raising Jairus' daughter from the dead and healing the woman with the issue of blood. In chapter 9, we also see Jesus sending out the 12 disciples. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 12, we find John the Baptist, which is Jesus' first cousin. He had been to trial. He had been found guilty, and he had been beheaded by Herod. Then in 13, verses 13 to 21 of our reading text here, we find that Jesus fed 5,000, which brings us to our script printed text today. And it says, immediately after this. So all of these things had taken place in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus calling the four fishermen, and Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law, Jesus preaching in Galilee, Jesus choosing the 12, and Matthew choosing to follow, and Jesus preaching on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus healing the woman with the issue of blood, raising Jairus' daughter up from the grave, Jesus from the dead, Jesus talking about the kingdom, Jesus quieting the storm. After all of that had happened, Jesus tells his disciples to go get in the boat, cross over to the other side, and he sends the people home. Every now and then, my brothers and sisters, Jesus will tell us to do some things that just seem crazy, that will seem out of the box, extraordinary. Now, these men were fishermen. They were used to being out on the water. They were used to fishing. But God tells them, Jesus tells them, y'all go on, get in the boat. And it's already just late in the evening. And normally they wouldn't be out in the boat, in the water, so late at night. Because in the dark, you can't really see everything that's going on. But Jesus sends them to the boat, get in the boat, cross over the lake to the other side. He sends the people home. And then he himself, Bible says, goes away to pray. I want to stop there for just a moment to talk about Jesus being by himself. So many times we have heard people talk about self-care. Jesus is our very prime example of what self-care looks like. Jesus had been exhausted from doing ministry, from meeting the needs of the people. He met their needs spiritually. He met their needs naturally. And you can only imagine all of virtue leaving your body, spending time in prayer, spending time laying hands, spending time with people pulling at you, tugging at you, talking to you, and you're listening to them and you're talking to them. And there's never a quiet moment. Our lesson here lets us know that Jesus got tired. Jesus got exhausted. And he needed to take a mental, physical, spiritual break. That is called doing self-care. Look it. In his time of needing a break, the Bible didn't say that he went and got a Kool's beer, or he puffed on some weed, or he took an upper or a downer. It didn't say he drunk some gin and juice. It didn't say that he went in the house and made every room dark. It didn't say that he got in the bed and covered up his head with the blankets and the pillows. The Bible says that he was seeking to commune with his Father in prayer. Okay, what is it that we need to learn here? Well, first point is every now and then we need to have a desire to seek to be in the presence of God, not with mom and them, not with our brothers and our sisters, but alone. Every now and then we need some alone time with God the Father. And so here we find Jesus seeking to commune with his Father in prayer. Wow. If Jesus had to pray, what about you and me? Y'all know that I wasn't going to let this word bypass us, because prayer is my passion. Prayer is my heart. And if there's anything we need to learn or glean from this lesson today, it is what prayer will do. We've heard Dr. Johnny Pack say, little prayer, little power, no prayer, no power, much prayer, much power. Well, I want you to know today, my brothers and sisters, that prayer is the key to faith unlocks the door. If we want God to move on our behalf, we've got to learn the importance of prayer. Let me tell you something here. In Luke chapter 18, we find these words, and it says that man shall always pray and not give up. These are four things I want you to hear today about prayer. Prayer, we must persevere in prayer with regard to all matters that pertain to our lives until Jesus returns. We must persevere in prayer about everything that matters to us until Jesus returns. Yeah, we got to continue to pray for our marriage, pray for our children, pray for our health, pray for our jobs, pray for our neighbors, pray for our grandchildren, pray for our family and friends. We must persevere. We must pray for our bills, pray for our provisions, our daily needs. We must persevere in prayer. We must always pray and not faint. The second thing that we must understand about prayer is that in life, we have an adversary. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says that he's called the devil. He is Satan. He is busy. He is out and about trying to seek whom he can eat up, devour, and kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy your dreams, your hope, your future. He wants to destroy our marriages and our relationships with our sons and our daughters and our brothers and our sisters. He wants to destroy our finances. He wants to destroy and steal our peace of mind. Oh, my Bible says that if we keep our minds stayed on Jesus, he'll keep us in perfect peace. And the only way that we can keep our minds stayed on him, saints of God, is through studying his word and praying. The next thing is, in our prayers, we should cry out against sin and for justice. We must cry out against sin, and we must cry out for justice. Those are important things for us to know about prayer. Let me go back to this self-care. During self-care, you can recharge and regroup. Amen? You can recharge and regroup. We all get tired. We all get weary. We all need a break every now and then. But break the right way, so that when you get back up, you're ready to pour out. You're ready to give again. You're ready to love again. You're ready to listen again. You're ready. So here we find Jesus sending the disciples out on the water, and he sent the people home. And Jesus, he took out the time from his busy life, from his busy schedule, to steal away to be with the Father. Saints, in the presence of the Lord, we are refreshed, renewed, and empowered to continue on with his purpose. We can't do the Lord's work without knowing what his plan is. We cannot do the Lord's work without his power. So we find Jesus going to be refreshed and recharged and regrouped. He had to get his mind right, y'all. I don't know about you, but sometimes you get caught up and things happen and your mind starts wandering and going another way. But again, prayer can help us get grounded, help us get refocused. Amen? So what happens here? In the meantime, it got late, night came, and Jesus was alone, and the disciples were in the boat. And guess what? They find themselves in trouble. A storm has come. And when you read the Bible, it tells us it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Ah, that's when trouble comes. That's when trouble comes. 3 o'clock in the morning, and the disciples were on the boat. Look what happens. They got afraid. These are fishermen. They were in, this is not their first time encountering winds and waves in their travel, but this time it was different because it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Normally they would be at home sleep or getting up, getting prepared to go out to get on the water, not in the middle of the water. But here they are on the water. The storm has come. They get afraid. What do we need to glean here? What do we need to see here? We need to see here that storms are going to come in our lives. Crises are going to come in our lives. We are not exempt. We will get afraid. We will be frightened. But we must not walk in fear, and we must not live in fear. Look at here. The disciples on the water look up, and they see something coming towards them. Now, this is what I need us to understand. Don't get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life that we miss seeing God. Don't you think they should have recognized Jesus? They had been with him from chapter 4 all the way to chapter 14. They had been with him. Don't you think they should have recognized him? When trials come in your life, saints, when trials come in our life, let us not get so caught up on the trial, on the crisis, that we miss seeing God. Look what they did. They cried out, "It's a ghost. It's a ghost." Jesus said, "It's me. Don't be afraid. Take courage." And then here is our favorite Peter. You know, Peter is the one who was the outspoken one. He was the spokesman of the group. Yeah, he denied Christ 3 times. He affirmed Christ 3 times. He cut the soldier's ear off. It was Peter, the one who was hot-headed, who spoke out of turn, who didn't think before he opened his mouth to speak. Here he finds himself again challenging the Lord. "If it's you, tell me to come to you. Let me walk on the water." Ah, look at what happens. He gets out on the water. He starts walking. He has faith in God. Remember I said Wednesday night, said it last Sunday. Faith, it requires action. Faith is not who you are. Faith is what you do. And so Peter got out of the boat and began to walk towards Jesus. Look what he was using. He was using the voice of God. Last Sunday night, Pastor Spencer preached to us. He told us that we must listen to the voice of God. We must respond with obedience. Okay? This is what Peter did. He heard Jesus call him to the water. He took his one foot and put it over the boat, stepped out on water, took his other foot, got out, and began to walk on water. He walked on water with his eyes on Jesus, listening to his voice, trusting him to lead him and guide him to where Jesus was. Peter didn't do this on his own ability. It was the Holy Spirit. It was God's word that gave him this power, that gave him that courage and that boldness to walk on water. Saints, I want you to remember that when trials come in our life, we cannot make it through the trial on our own. We need to hear the voice of the Lord directing us, leading us, and guiding us, and we need to depend on the Holy Spirit to help us do what we've heard Spirit of the Lord tell us to do. We find in verse 30 that Peter leaves the boat, and then he realized what was going on. He took his eyes off of Jesus and looked at his situation. I'm walking on water, and the wind is high, and the waves are beating on my body. My clothes are soaking wet. My face is wet. I can't even see Jesus clearly because of all the water that's coming upon me. He took his eyes off Jesus and began to focus on his problem, on his current situation. And what happened? Matthew gives us an account that he began to sink. Matthew says he began to sink, and then he cries out, "Lord, save me." And then we find Jesus stretching forth his hand to say, "Come on, bro, here. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I thought you had faith. I thought you had courage. I thought you were stronger than that. I thought you knew better than that." That's what the Lord is saying to us. Every time we have a trial and a tribulation, and we flip out, we flip the script, we get things twisted. He's like, I thought you were stronger than that. I thought you've grown more in my grace and my knowledge than that. Why is that same thing tripping you up? Why is that same thing causing you to be angry and discouraged and frustrated? Why did that same thing make you cuss them out? Why did that same thing make you have a pity party? Saints, it's time for us to grow up in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our lesson on Wednesday night is talking to us about spiritually developing and growing up and being mature in the faith. And that's what Jesus is saying here to his disciples. Peter, I thought you were a little stronger than that. I healed your mother-in-law. You saw me. You was with me when I raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. You was with me. You were standing right there, and you even ate some of the fish and some of the bread that I pulled off the fish and the bread to feed the 5,000. I thought you had more faith in me than that. I'm just saying that's what Jesus is saying to us when we experience trials and tribulations. And guess what? They're not new trials and they're not new tribulations. They just kind of caught us off guard. But we've got to spend time in prayer, and we've got to keep our eyes on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one that will lead us and guide us and direct us. And he's the only one that will protect us and keep us safe from evil. What do we need to do here? God is still performing signs and wonders. Today, he is still working miracles in our lives. And today, he is still wanting us to seek his will for our lives. He wants us to spend time with him. It's okay to sit in the house in the quiet with your praise and worship music on. It's okay to sit in the house in the quiet with your Bible in your lap, reading through the scriptures. That gives you the time to recharge. Remember, I told you that God has given us 24 hours in a day. And if we're truly tithing correctly, we are giving him 2 hours and 40 minutes in a day. So he wants us to seek him for every area of our lives. When we seek him, we will receive vision, we will receive power, and then we can align ourselves up to his word and to his will and his way. And then we will see miracles take place in our lives. That's what it was when Peter was walking out on the water. It was a miracle. And the only way he experienced that miracle was to listen and to obey and to trust. In closing, we are encouraged to fix our eyes on Jesus. That's Hebrews 12 and 2. He is the author and finisher of our faith. It was because of what he endured on the cross and where he is positioned right now on the right hand of God the Father that we can come to him to be recharged, to get refocused, to regroup, and to receive wisdom, knowledge, and power to make it through. God is calling for us to rest safely in his arms. We are not exempt from trials and tribulations, tests and persecution, heartache. We're going to experience it all. James says, count it not strange. Stuff is going to happen to us. Don't think because you gave God your heart and the preacher your hand that you're not going to experience any trouble. Keep living, boo. Keep living. They come to make us strong. They come to make us better, not bitter. They come to help us be better examples of what it's like to serve the Lord with gladness. So what do we need to glean from this lesson? The importance of prayer, the importance of keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, trusting him to bring us through. Because if he brought us to it, he will bring us through it. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we just thank you, oh God, for our time of being in your word and our time of praise and worship and prayer. I pray today, oh God, that we will be reminded that there's nothing wrong with being alone with you in your presence. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you so that the next time a crisis comes, a trial comes, a storm comes our way, when you come into our lives to bring us victory and help us to overcome, we won't be afraid, but we will gladly welcome you into our situation. And we'll recognize that you have all power in your hand. And it is you that cause us to triumph. It is you that causes us to experience the victory. We thank you, Father, for this lesson. And we pray, oh God, that we would govern ourselves accordingly to this word today, that we may be stronger, that we may be wiser, and that we will come out of our next storm, our next trial, with our hands lifted up, saying, we got the victory. We thank you, Father God, for our young people that participated in our worship experience on today. Continue, oh God, to stir up your gifts in them and continue to allow them to be courageous and not afraid to speak and use their voices to give you glory and honor. Lord, we bless you now. We bless you, Father God, for all of those that are on this call. Thank you for all of our guests, all of our visitors who joined us on this call. And we pray, Father God, that you would richly bless us and that there would be no lack in our lives because we spent this time in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If there's someone on the line this morning and you're saying today is your first time worshiping with us, we would like to give you the opportunity to say good morning to us and to let us know who invited you to worship with us on today. If you want to press 1 on your phone, we can bring you on live because we do want to say hello to you. We want you to know that we appreciate you worshiping with us on today. If you are worshiping with us for the first time and you would like to say hello, please press 1 and we'll bring you on live where you can give us your name and tell us where you're worshiping at, your city, your state, and so that we can love on you for worshiping with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, looks like we're all family today. Amen. And that's a blessing. That is a blessing. So we're truly grateful to God for all of you. I hope and pray that something has been said to strengthen your faith and your love relationship with the Lord. I hope that you have gained some wisdom, some knowledge from our reading today. Go back and read over it again. If you are struggling in your faith and you seem to worry and doubt more than usual, which is understandable because a lot of stuff is going on and a lot is happening to us. We're only human, but God has given us what we need so that we don't have to worry and we don't have to stress. Amen? Well, let us receive our benediction. To him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Join us tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. as our own Elder Demetrius Devers will be blessing us with a word from the Lord. I love you all. Have a blessed day.